USA News, I'm Lance Pry. 11 more hostages have been released by Hamas terrorists as part of a temporary truce with Israel. Dave Collins has more.
Qatar officials said the fourth group of freed hostages does not include any Americans. Earlier today, the White House confirmed the ceasefire agreement has been extended for two more days after it was originally set to expire at midnight Eastern time.
A Southwest Airlines passenger is being evaluated at a hospital after using a plane's emergency exit hatch at Louis Armstrong New Orleans International Airport. The incident occurred on the skyway while the plane was stationary. The passenger climbed onto the plane's wing before being apprehended on the tarmac. The reason for opening the emergency exit is unclear. The Jefferson Parish Sheriff's Office reported no criminal charges, and the investigation has been handed over to the feds. The TSA says Sunday broke the single-day travel record. More than 2.9 million people passed through U.S. security checkpoints as people traveled home from Thanksgiving. Airlines also reported record numbers over the holiday. American Airlines says it saw almost 6.5 million customers over Thanksgiving, while United Airlines had 3.2 million passengers between November 17th and November 23rd. If you have not used your Google account for a while, get ready to say hasta la vista, baby.
Google is set to remove inactive accounts starting December 1st. Unattended accounts with photos, calendar entries, emails, contacts, and drive documents will be deleted. The company says the action is being taken to enhance user security and safeguard against potential threats. I'm John Schaefer.
Three college students of Palestinian descent shot in Vermont were seriously injured over the weekend. The suspect, 48-year-old Jason Eaton, pleaded not guilty in court yesterday. He was ordered held without bail. USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure-ground burgers are made from single cuts of real, aged Omaha Steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive Burger Perfection Flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
Your money for Israel and Ukraine could be bundled together.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer intends to present a bill linking funding for Israel and Ukraine to the Senate floor as early as next week.
Aid to Israel, Ukraine, humanitarian aid for civilians in Gaza and the Indo-Pacific are all related and demand bipartisan cooperation.
President Biden is urging Congress to allocate $106 billion for Ukraine, Israel, Taiwan, and border funding. However, Republicans are insisting on border policy adjustments as a condition for any spending bill, impeding crucial aid to U.S. allies. That's according to Schumer. On the other hand, House Republicans are advocating for separate approval of funding for Israel and Ukraine. I'm John Schaefer.
Musician Daryl Hall's lawsuit against music partner John Oates is exposing the music rights business, something we don't see very often on what actually takes place. The growth of music streaming music, coupled with the increase in licensing opportunities in TV shows, movies, video games, etc., is increasing the value of holding song rights and making them lucrative investments. Hall's lawsuit against Oates is an attempt to stop the sale of some original music rights. Years ago, Hall and Oates sold some of their catalog. Now it appears that Oates recently agreed to sell at least some of his remaining rights. Thank you for listening, my friend. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.